You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 5 minutes past the hour. We are live. Call in now with your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm going to be interviewed tomorrow on KABC, John Phillips and Doug McIntyre in the morning, about the Top Gun director who committed suicide, Tony Scott. He was actually working on a Top Gun 2 with Tom Cruise, a sequel. Had two twin sons. He was on his he was married to his third wife, who he met in 1994. And from what we understand, jumped without hesitation off the Vincent Thomas Bridge in L.A. when he found out he had a quote-unquote inoperable brain tumor. So, you know, I'm being asked tomorrow on KBC, you know, why would he jump off a bridge? Why wouldn't he do something easier like pills? You know, was it really inoperable? I mean, we're not getting too many details of what was going on with him medically. But, you know, people always kind of ask afterwards, okay, why did somebody commit suicide that way? I mean, what would prompt them to, well, you know, there's a variety of ways to look at this horrible, sad situation. And maybe any positive note to this is he left the way he wanted to. Now, many people, when they're faced with the knowledge that they're going to die, whether it be by cancer or something, Obamacare, no. Many people, they want the control. Okay, you don't want to feel like you don't have control. And unfortunately, many people, when they're being told they have terminal cancer or an inoperable tumor, et cetera, yeah, they're going to contemplate that. They're going to like, well, if I'm going to leave this earth, how am I going to be leaving? And that's one of the first questions they ask the doctor. They go, oh, my gosh, you know, is it, you know, am I going to be in pain? Am I going to get skinny? Am I going to be a vegetable? Is my wife going to have to carry me to the bathroom? What am I looking at? And from, I mean, my what possibly could have happened is, you know, maybe he looked at how the progression was going to be and he decided, no, I wanted to end this my way. Yeah, you know, jumping off a bridge was quick. It was, I wouldn't be at the house, you know, shooting myself or taking pills and having the kids find me because he's got twin kids, twin boys. I would hate to, do an attempt and then it not work. And then I'm, you know, in a vegetative state, but also, you know, keep in mind too, when you have a brain tumor, if it affects the frontal lobe, it's going to also affect your thinking and also certain parts, certain lobes of the brain, your judgment. So, I mean, it's a sad case. I doubt that was the case where he had a lack of judgment, because from what I understand, he was very active. He was, I mean, he was working on projects and, you know, he, you know, wrote a suicide note and this was something that was planned. But, it's you know, a horrific tragedy and, you know, our prayers are with the family during this time. But, you know, he might have wanted to leave, you know, just in the way that he wanted to, and this was something that he obviously, you know, put some thought into, and you know, he felt he had the control that he wouldn't have controlled, and you know, leaving this earth that way, still a horrible way, and I don't want anybody taking control and doing anything like that. But you know, maybe that's a way to look at it. You know, he got to leave this earth the way he wanted to, and not succumb to a, you know, brain tumor. But you know, sad case. So we'll, you know, be discussing that. Okay, a lot more we're going to be talking about on today's show. Let me get to the story about cats and if they have psychiatric illness if they beg for food. I talk about my pets all the time. I got a couple dogs, we got three cats, and one cat is very obsessive compulsive when it comes to feeding. If I don't feed him, he comes up to any stack of papers I have where I'm working on a report, and he starts taking his paw and almost like filing them, you know, and just kind of going through the paper. And he'll do that for an hour. And I remember telling my husband, I don't know if it's obsessive compulsive or he's trying to tell me to feed him, but he only does it when he wants me to feed him. And I'm like, and you know, my husband's like, well, you know, he's got a screw loose. Well, in the news this week, they say actually, yes, if your pets beg for food, they probably have a psychiatric condition. And they may even have a food obsession. Now, I would hate to agree with this, but I think they're right. Now, what they've done is they've studied an 8-month-old Siamese cat named Otto, who would devour his food before stealing from other cats' bowls and then jump on the table to look at his owner's dinner. They found no medical explanation, so they started behavioral therapy, which included banning Otto's owners from eating in front of him, scheduling regular play times, but telling them to ignore him at other times, and rewarding calm behavior. And then they were able to, I guess, cure the cat problem. I know many of you would say, well, just dump the cat, you know, at the pound. No, 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 you got to work with it. This really isn't a shocker to me. Cats needing psychotherapy. I mean, my cats, oh my God, they're brutal. If they get mad at me, they will just urinate on my favorite piece of clothing. And, you know, they could climb and, you know, they could even get something that's just, you know, hung up. I mean, I have to lock up the closet or cover everything with plastic. But it's that one cat. So I really think my cat is very kooky. Am I going to do behavioral therapy with him? No. I would just rather, you know, put earmuffs on while he's doing this stupid stuff. But for any of you that are dealing with a cat that is psycho, we know why. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who is working the dials. Genesis Communications Network making the show happen. We got Scott working the dials. Sorry about that. We got more E. coli. Now it's romaine lettuce. Okay, so we're dealing now with that's salmonella with cantaloupe. Then we got E. coli with lettuce. We had listeria with cantaloupe last year. I'm not sure what's going on, but right now we have possible E. coli contamination in a California-based grower that has recalled more than 2,000 cases of romaine lettuce, Tanamura, and Antle. I'm getting sick of all these, you know, recalls, unless they're just jumping the gun so nobody gets sick like they did in listeria. But we still got this big cantaloupe issue coming up or going on right now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Robert from Las Vegas writes, Doctor, what if Tony Scott's doctors were wrong and something could have been done to treat his cancer? I think a lot of people were thinking that. It's interesting. When my show was at KDON, before I syndicated and went national, thanks to Genesis Communications and XM, thank you all. And my show still airs on KDWN at night. There was a caller calling in from California because their signal on KDON is like 50,000 watts, so it goes all the way to, you know, LA and Hawaii and San Francisco and all over. And there was a caller that called in saying, Dahlia, I've been told I have about 6 weeks to live. And I'm like, what's going on? What's the scoop? Tell me. And he said, I'm an alcoholic and I'm going into liver failure, or I have liver failure. And my doctor said, I only have 6 weeks to live, but I need to quit drinking. Why should I quit drinking if I only have 6 weeks to live? Now, you know, I spent a lot of time with him because this call was pretty deep, you know, and I don't want people, you know, going and committing suicide or, you know, loading the gun, you know, without having, I don't want them doing it at all, but I really want them, you know, having knowledge of, you know, what's going on with them. So when I kind of dug a little deeper as to did he get a second opinion? You know, like here with, you know, Mr. Scott, should he have gotten a second opinion before he did something like this? I don't know how many doctors he talked to, you know, we no one's really revealing that. And you know, the family needs privacy now. So I hope they just let the family, you know, cope with what happened. But I know many of you are like, you know, what if? Did he get a second opinion? What if there was something that could be done? Well, in this particular caller's case, who didn't really want to stop drinking, is like, well, I might as well die on my own terms. When I dug a little deeper to figure out what was going on, why was he diagnosed with liver failure, whatever, it was his nurse practitioner, internal medicine nurse practitioner, but didn't go to the gastrointestinal doctor for treatment. And what had ended up happening is he had liver disease, pretty severe liver disease, and the nurse practitioner was so fed up with him drinking, saying, you're going to be dead in 6 weeks. What are you doing? Type of thing. So he took that as, I'm dying. Yeah, and, you know, what's the point in going to the GI doctor and getting biopsies? I'm dying anyway. Okay, no. I mean, you see the specialist, you get that diagnosis. And from what I understand, months later, he was still alive. So, you always wonder, okay, you know, you don't call it quits because, you know, something could actually happen. Just like Hunger Games. Remember in Hunger Games, they were ready to eat the berries? You know, and then all of a sudden something at the last minute so they didn't have to die. It was like, oh, man, what if I would have been in that situation? Would I have eaten the berries quicker and then nothing could have gotten done? Yeah, everybody thinks, what would I have done in the Hunger Games? Anyway, so at the end of the Hunger Games, oh, I can't tell you because I don't want to ruin it for you. Never mind. Just in case you haven't seen Hunger Games, I don't want to ruin the story for you, so I won't tell you. But, you always wonder, okay, an inoperable brain tumor. That's what the media is saying that happened with Tony Scott. Was it really, so if it was inoperable, could they still have done chemo? Could they still have done radiation? Was it because he was a cancer survivor, he didn't want to go through any more treatment? You know, he wanted to be remembered when he, you know, looked and felt, you know, the best he probably would be. And before he goes downhill, I don't know. Again, you don't know what he was thinking. From what I understand, they haven't released a suicide note. I don't think they should let the family have their privacy. But, you know, I know many people are, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, is that really our only choice? There are some brain tumors that can be treated. You know, I mean, what I usually discuss with my patients now, true, he's already in California. So there's a chance he already saw some of the best researchers and specialists at UCLA or Scripps, et cetera. Scripps is in San Diego. But, I do always, recommend that my patients get all the details that they can. You know, but I also recommend that if they are told that they have something terminal, many times it's not 3 months or 6 months. Sometimes it could still be a good few years. And if that's the case, there's things we could do where you still feel good so you could go and travel. Do things on your bucket list. Now, again, we can't speak for Mr. Scott, and we shouldn't. I don't know how any of us would take that kind of news. But when I thought I had cancer two different times and had to go through, you know, for surgery to have them removed, you start going through a whole variety of things. But what I went through in my mind was bucket list. Immediately. I didn't think about suicide. No, I wouldn't go there. There were things I wanted to do. You know, make a video for my kids, teaching the kids what they should do. You know, how to treat a girl on a date. Bucket list. I've always wanted to see the Orient. I've always wanted to take a cruise. So I was going through, more of a bucket list. And then again, you know, girls may think of things differently than guys. I don't know. Again, you know, none of us would really know what we would do if we were told that is it. But you always hear stories of people that fight. And they fight, and they last longer. I can't tell you how many patients were told they only had months, and they lived years. And they didn't live years suffering. The suffering only came at the end. You know, many of us think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to go through chemotherapy, and I'm going to suffer. Yeah, I mean, chemotherapy is tough, very tough. But nowadays, I have patients where when they go into the chemotherapy wards or units, you know, at the oncologist's office, they're all in lazy boys. They got the game going on. They seem to go in, repeated cycles. So they meet up with their buddies, and they kick back. I mean, when I was doing my oncology rotation, I expected it my very first day to be very, very sad. And I hear a whole bunch of giggling and chuckling, almost like a poker night type of crowd, you know, where it was about maybe 6-7 voices. And I asked the nurse that's taking me to the doctor as I start my rotation, what's going on in there? I mean, this is an oncology office. She goes, that's the chemotherapy ward. They're sitting there at the chemotherapy and then they go. They joke around, these guys, and I mean, they were funny. And they, you know, you saw them embrace it, going, okay, well, we're going to beat this, or we're going to try to beat it, and I'm not going to give in. And I mean, you know, I never thought people could giggle during chemotherapy. You know, and I always thought, oh my gosh, you know, you go through horror, you lose your hair, you're nauseated, you're in pain. And I mean, chemotherapy is rough. I mean, I've had family members who have fought cancer. It's not easy, but it's not worse than dying. You know, every family member of mine that, thank God, were able to get through, knock on wood, you know, their treatment and their chemotherapy. I mean, they said, I expected it to be way worse. I expected it to be worse. And so I think many of us, just like I was talking about a couple of days ago with back surgery, or was that on Saturday? Because somebody had called in about, you know, back surgery. You know, when I was in training years ago, you know, all right, you know, back surgery was, you know, had, you know, a very poor success rate, many of the back surgeries, and, you know, wasn't recommended. Well, things are different now. People are getting back surgery and loving that they did it. So, you know, some of us may have to get rid of the stereotype. Now, I'm not saying this in particularly with Tony Scott's case. My guess is because he was a cancer survivor, this might have been a recurrence that he was given a lot of education on his situation. But I want to extrapolate that to many of my patients who won't even get a screening mammogram. I had a patient on Friday say, no, I don't want to get a mammogram, because if I have cancer, I don't want to go through the treatment. And then I had to explain to her that many breast cancer treatments may not be a walk in the park, but it's a jog in the park. I mean, you're going to sweat a little bit, but you're going to be done. And you know, when you it's interesting how some people think. Now, of course, as a doctor, I know it's easier said than done, but I go for my mammograms. Trust me, I've gone for my biopsies. I've had cancer scares. I know that it's not fun. I get that. But for people to not even do a screening test because they don't want to go through the chemotherapy if they get cancer, I think we really need to kind of re-educate people on what cancer therapy is all about. And sometimes it's not that bad. And I don't think it's worse than death. And we have this picture where cancer chemotherapy is worse than death. And now, yes, many of you have probably suffered with having surgeries and then having, you know, the wound open up and going back and forth to the hospital. I mean, that's miserable. And I know many people do suffer going through cancer. But for healthy people to not even get the screen because they don't want to get the cancer diagnosis, they just want to die of the cancer, I think we really need to educate people again. I mean, I had to be educated. I mean, we all need to be educated. Here I was, a medical student, surprised that people would be giggling and joking around or watching the game just like they would in their living room while getting chemotherapy. All right, so I don't want people giving up too soon. But that's what, you know, education is for. I mean, yeah, but you want to have a good provider that tells you like it is. You know, tell me I'm going to throw up so I know. Yeah, but then they give medicine for that. But, you know, let me know what I'm up against. But I think many people will say it wasn't as bad as they thought. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If later on tonight you guys are going to be going on Facebook or Twitter after you see Hell's Kitchen, I don't know what's on your plan for this evening or before you go to bed, don't forget to look up Dr. Dahlia Show. Please find us, link to it. It's great because I get to see your face. I get to, connect, and it's great, you know, because I sit here in a room just talking to myself. All right, and when you guys connect on Twitter and Facebook, I get to see the face of who my listeners are. So it's wonderful. So please do that. Find Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia on Twitter. Okay, we were just talking about suicide, and one thing that's going to continually surface is an Ambien suicide link. Now, what happened in the news today was traces of Ambien were found in the blood of former NFL star Junior, oh, I'm going to mispronounce it, I'm sorry, guys, Sue, is it? You know, SCAU, NFL, sorry, I watch football, I just can't pronounce their names. According to a toxicology report. Now, he had suffered, so Sal, okay, Junior Sal, thank you. All right, good. See, I needed a man to help me out with that. Sorry, guys. All right, good, good, good. I know. Okay, you know what, it's late. Come on, I've worked a very, very long day. Okay, anyway, Sal's death fueled speculation that he may have suffered brain damage from concussions during his 20-year NFL career. But they found no alcohol, they found no drugs, but Ambien. And he had sustained a gunshot wound to the chest May 2nd. He was only 43 years old at the time. Now, Ambien, generic Zolpidem, very commonly used. I can't tell you how many of my patients ask me for it. I was given it, actually after my pregnancy. You can actually take it when you're pregnant, but I was given it to me. I wouldn't recommend doing that though. I was given it to me after my pregnancy and I had tried it because, you know, I was having migraines and my husband said, look, you haven't slept in days. And oh my gosh, that stuff worked. And when it had come out 10, 12 years ago, it was like candy to insomniacs because it was supposedly, it is supposedly non-addictive. It doesn't build up in your system. You won't fail drug tests because it's not in the benzodiazepine family like Xanax and Valium and Lorazepam, etc. And it's very fast acting. You take Zolpidem or Ambien. See, I could pronounce the medical terms right. Did you catch that? See, I could pronounce those right. Okay, Junior Sal. I got it. Because I watch football. I don't listen to football. There's a big difference. Come with some slack, Jack. All right. So with the Zolpidem, you could crack it in half. You could crack it in force. It works on your new users. Okay? It doesn't work on people who have been on sleeping pills for years. But on your new users, it's not even dose-dependent. It's just like there's a certain amount that puts you to sleep, and it puts you to sleep. But then when you need to get up in the morning, you wake up. Now, problems with Ambien arose when it worked too good, such that people were waking up in the middle of the night, good to go. And they're like, I needed to sleep a full 8 hours. It was so quick-acting that it worked too quickly, and it finished too quickly. So they would be getting up in the middle of the night going, I'm up. What do? I needed another 3-4 hours. It wasn't timed right. Or people would get up and sleepwalk and take their kids to school in the middle of the night. Kids going, Mom, what are you doing? And Mom's sleepwalking and driving and, you know, I mean, dangerous stuff was happening. So then the company came out with Ambien CR, where it's dual-coded, such that after the first part is metabolized, the second core gets metabolized, so you sleep the whole night. Very effective. It works. My patients seem to love it, but there's been some flirtation with the idea that these sleeping aids could put people at risk for depression. Now, where did we hear this first? We heard this from, I don't know if we heard it first, but there was a one of the upper management, I don't know if he was a CEO of Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, had committed suicide, and the lawyer is actually suing Ambien, Sanofi, for a possible link to taking the Ambien and suicide. So my recommendation, because Ambien is a very common sleep agent, I don't know if it's the most common, but it's up there, that if you do have a family member that has depression or has a family history of suicide, Ambien may be something that you want to discuss. You know, bring that up with your doctor just in case we're slowly figuring something out with Ambien. And just keep an eye on your family members who take it. Just keep an eye on them. But, you know, don't underestimate these medications that put you to sleep. Please don't underestimate them. We think because they're short acting and then they're fast acting and we wake up and we're good the next day, it's out of our system and we're done. Remember, these are hypnotic. These are non-addictive hypnotic drugs. I'm trying to think of the class at the top of my head that we call them. But they work on your brain. Okay? Don't be naive to the fact that these medications could manipulate you somehow. So when I first heard that there could possibly be an Ambien suicide link, you know, from actually I'm friends with the attorney that's suing. He knows I'm not the most happy with that, but I'm intrigued by what they find and what they come up research wise. I'm never a big fan of lawsuits though, by any means, because again, none of my patients, and we're talking 12 years, have had any suicidal ideation using Ambien. So I mean, to me, that's some pretty credible evidence right there. I mean, we're talking 12 years of patients, but I never write Ambien long term though. I mean, I do have to correct myself here. I don't like people on Ambien long term. I don't like people on sleeping agents long term at all. Because if you have a sleeping disorder such that you need to take a sleeping agent night after night after night, we probably want to get a sleep specialist involved. Make sure you don't have apnea. Try to figure out what else could be going on, because you cannot take these medications for years on end. That's not healthy. That's not safe. So somebody could argue the reason why Dr. Dahlia hasn't noticed a suicidal tendency or correlation with Ambien is because I really don't have people on that long term. I don't like people on hypnotics for long term. I don't like them even using them for short term, but, you know, I give it to them for, you know, what they need. I got to get through my flight, etc. By the way, guys, if you ever take a sleeping medication, if you go to your doctor because you're taking your first trip to Europe, let's say, and you need, you know, Ambien to help you sleep, always try it on a day off. Try it, you know, maybe a week before. Practice with it. See what it does. See, I'd be very nervous to take an Ambien. I have never taken an Ambien on a flight because I feel like if we have to get off and I take it, my husband can't carry me. What are you supposed to do if you got to go off a plane? So I always get kind of a little nervous, but I of course I've never, though, you know, traveled to Europe or anything like that. I couldn't imagine trying to sleep, you know, when you're completely off your cycle. But you know, just as an aside. So for those of you that do take chronic Ambien or chronic sleeping pills, you know, make sure you discuss it with your doctor. But that's not something you could do long term. You know, it's amazing how much we do chronically, and we don't even realize we're doing it chronically. You know, many of my arthritis patients, they pop ibuprofen daily, multiple times a day. You cannot take ibuprofen long term. It wrecks your kidneys, wrecks your liver, causes you to have GI bleeding. It's not safe. Could even put you into heart failure. But because it's over the counter, or because, you know, it's not a pharmaceutical, many of us, you know, I mean, it is still a pharmaceutical agent, but because it's not something you need to get a prescription for, people take these long term. I can't tell you how many of my patients, I catch their heart rate 30 to 40 points above normal because they're popping Sudafed over the counter. Just don't underestimate the power of the pill that you're putting into your body. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Janine writes, Dr. Dahlia, what does this fat, fertile 40 mean in terms of gallstones? I think I have one. Okay. All right. Have you guys heard about this? If you're at risk for a gallstone, okay, it's like the four or five Fs, right? If you're fat, I didn't make this up. If you're fat, if you're fertile, meaning you've had children, if you're in your 40s, if you're female, and I think it's the four, I could swear it was the five F's. I learned it back in medical school, so we're talking it was a while back. Yeah, fat, fertile, friendly, maybe. I don't know, but I don't know if that one counts. But interesting. Yeah, they said that many women that get gallstones will fall into that. But I got to say, I've had women in the 20s. I've had men that have needed their gallbladder taken out. So, yes, you know, there can be certain demographics. But, you know, gallstones, usually, you know, if there's a family history of gallstones, you know, that could put you at risk. Basically, if you are having a gallstone attack, let's say, it could be anywhere from severely painful to sometimes you don't feel it at all. Where your right upper quadrant, if you look at your abdomen and you divide it into four quadrants, up in the right upper part, you know, can be tender, or you could feel some pain that goes from the front to the back, or it could come in waves, a variety of issues. So whenever you have any sort of pain in the right upper quadrant, your doctor will order an ultrasound. Ultrasounds pick up gallstones better than CAT scans. So the ultrasound, of course, they'll ask about your risk factors, you know, if you're overweight or if you have Native American or Mexican, you know, heritage, even though I've seen it in a variety of demographics. You know, sometimes diabetics seem to have more of an issue. People that take birth control may have, you know, an issue. If, let's say, you lost weight very rapidly, that could even throw you into a gallstone attack. That's kind of interesting. Sometimes even cholesterol medications could cause gallstone issues. But whatever you have right upper quadrant pain, ask your doctor to, you know, check it out. They'll order an ultrasound. They'll run some blood work and see where you're at. And it's a smart thing to do. I'm a huge fan of having your gallbladder taken out. You know, that's why I'm really trying to keep my weight down, because now I'm over 40 and I've had two kids and I'm female. So I already got the three F's and my tushy ain't as small as it used to be. So I'm getting a little nervous. But just because you're female and you're over 40 doesn't mean you're going to get a gallstone attack. Guys, get it too. Alright. You know, news broke today that, Rosie O'Donnell had a heart attack last month, or last week. Apparently she was, I guess, helping a woman, a large woman, getting out of her car. And then a few hours later, she felt sore. So she thought she pulled a muscle. She had pain in her chest, both arms, felt clammy. Read up on the internet that night, signs of a heart attack, decides to go and see the cardiologist the next day, as opposed to calling 911. Cardiologist found she had a 99% blockage, 99, in her left anterior descending, which is the most common artery that usually infarcts with a heart attack. And, I mean, she's very lucky. Very, very lucky that she made it. You know, we kind of reviewed in the first couple hours what to look for in terms of heart disease and heart attacks and heart cardiac symptoms. And don't just expect left chest pain going to the left arm. It could be a toothache. It could be right arm pain. It could be dizziness. It could be sweating. It could be nausea and shortness of breath. It could be a variety of things. But when in doubt, check it out. And I wouldn't wait the next day. I'll call 911. All right. The porn industry. I wanted to talk about this earlier today. The porn industry calls for a temporary shutdown in Los Angeles as syphilis cases are on the rise. The Free Speech Coalition issued the call on its website after reporting that one performer had tested positive for syphilis, pretty severe STD, and they're in the process of notifying sexual partners right now. The moratorium on porn was not watching it, but I guess creating it, was announced Saturday, a day after Los Angeles County Public Health Department said it is investigating a cluster of possible syphilis cases within the porn industry. The agency said it had received reports on at least five cases involving adult performers. Okay, so they're calling them performers. Sometimes they call them actors. Sometimes they call them hosts. Performers, I guess. Okay. The group did not say how many performers that would involve. Apparently, they're going to try to halt the films so that they can mattress actors. Perfect. Thank you, Scott. Mattress actors. All right. And while they're going to get checked. And by the way, if any of these guys get checked for syphilis, they really should also get checked for HIV and get checked for hepatitis, please. I hope they get a clue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It looks like beer has now beat out wine as America's favorite booze. Apparently, a new report from pollster Gallup found that 39% of U.S. drinkers prefer beer over 35% who favor wine. That's 4% more. Less than 25% list liquor as their top choice. The biggest portion of drinkers are under age 54. They're men, and they live in the Midwest. Women, East Coast residents, and older Americans lean more towards wine. All right? Even though beer shipments have slumped a little bit, beer is still oversold than wine. We also talked about the top 20 party schools versus the top sober schools. West Virginia University, known as the top party school. BYU, known as the most sober school. Princeton Review makes a lot of these lists and compiles these lists. I definitely urge you to look into that, especially if you're contemplating where to spend thousands upon thousands of dollars on your kids for college. We say goodbye to comedian Phyllis Diller, who died today in her Los Angeles, I believe it was in her home, at age 95. They said she had a smile on her face. They said she was happy. She had had a heart attack back in the 90s. They are not releasing why she died. But, many of us just grew up thinking she was hilarious and a phenomenal talent. So our prayers are with her family. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember we were talking about triclosan and triclosan and antimicrobial soaps causing issues in fish and in mice? Well, apparently in the lakes of Minnesota and set in rivers and streams, they have found sediments from antimicrobial compounds such as soaps, disinfectants, sanitizers, and we have the triclosan and triclocarbon appearing to be in Minnesota's water system. Now, researchers from Arizona State University found the active ingredients of these products were detected in all samples taken upstream and downstream of wastewater treatment plants. These agents, triclosan, have been known to interfere with hormones. They've also been known now to cause cardiac disease in rodents because it affects the muscle. And it caused minnows to have difficulty swimming. So, what does this mean if it's in our water supply? Well, I don't know. We've had issues with water supply all over because we're picking up estrogen. We're picking up a variety of pharmaceuticals in our water supply because people urinate them out, they poop them out, or they just dump the extra pills in the toilet. These chemicals from the soaps and the antimicrobial agents that we use do get absorbed through the skin. And they can enter blood, urine, breast milk, etc. So, of course, they're going to transmit and go down, your urinary pathway into the toilet. So I would just say, I guess, keep an eye out for that. I hate those articles. What are we supposed to do with that? All right. Tomorrow we got a lot of stories that I wasn't able to get to today. Apparently, many of us women love going for the chocolate. And scientists go, well, wait a second. If chocolate helps women who PMS, all right, maybe we should make a pill out of that. But out of food flavors. We'll talk about that tomorrow. All right, you guys have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to find me on Facebook and Twitter. But most of all, God bless and be safe.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.